We're on the telephone today with Grant Kimberly, who is Market Development Director with the Iowa Soybean Association. Grant, wanted to talk to you about efforts to boost soybean demand and prices. And of course, with the situation with China right now, that market's basically shut down. So what kinds of things are you folks working on to try to boost demand elsewhere?
Well, you know, the Iowa Soybean Association, the board of directors have been very active in working with our industry and stakeholders through the U.S. Soybean Export Council to try to be as proactive as we possibly can in light of the difficult situation that the industry finds itself in. And so we're working to build demand in other markets around the world. Of course, we have, as an industry, representatives, consultants who are working on behalf of U.S. soybean farmers in over 80 countries. So we are actively working with the feed sector and livestock sectors in those other parts of the world to grow demand. And, you know, one area in particular we're targeting for additional demand growth is Europe and North Asia, Northern Africa, I mean. And so those areas typically have maybe had a higher percentage market share from South America. So we're trying to capture as much of that market share as we can. We're seeing some good results. You know, a lot more soybeans and soybean meal are starting to flow into that region.
Well, certainly the price is right for those countries that want to buy beans from us right now.
It is, you know, it's unfortunate, but our beans are on sale, and so I guess we're taking advantage to try to really capture more market share in this particular case, and getting new customers that we haven't had before, and older customers that maybe we haven't had as good of a market share, and trying to capture a higher percentage of that, because long term that might mean it might make it easier for us to regain and keep some of that market share. So we have in particular a conference in Barcelona that's the industry is going to be putting on, where they're going to bring buyers and sellers together from that region of the world here in late November to try to drum up additional sales and business between the U.S. And that region. So there's activities like that that are going on around the world to try to boost demand.
As far as China is concerned, you know, they're buying their beans from Brazil, obviously. You know, is Brazil going to run out of beans at some point, and then what happens?
You know, that's a good question. Usually Brazil starts running out of supplies around this time of the year. And so most of the experts that kind of analyze those markets have been saying that they think, you know, Brazil did have a pretty good production a year this last year, so they may have a little bit more than they normally would have had. But eventually, whether it's next month or at least by December, they're probably going to start running out of supplies, and so that may force the Chinese to come back to buy some from the U.S. still. But regardless, there's no doubt about it that we're seeing a major hit in our overall usage for exports, because China's just not buying that much from the U.S. right now. I mean, I know that so far, our year-to-date exports are down 18% versus last year, and that's a direct result of China.
Well, they've got a lot of hogs to feed there, so they're going to have some soy, right?
Yeah, they are. Now, they've made it very clear that they're going to tout the government line over there, and that, and I know how kind of the Chinese like to think, and this is going to be about face for them, and they're going to be doing what they can to just reduce overall demand for soybean meal. They've said that they're going to reformulate, go with low-protein feed rations. They're going to use other alternative feed sources other than soybeans. They're going to try to overall reduce their demand for soybeans in general, not just from the U.S., but just their overall demand. So, you know, and the Chinese being a centrally planned government and economy the way it is, the government makes an edict that the industry's got to do certain things, they're probably going to follow through. So they're going to need a certain amount, but they're going to do all they can until this trade disagreement gets solved to cut back their dependence on soybeans in general, and especially U.S. soybeans, until this thing gets resolved. So that's why we're hopeful that both sides will continue to negotiate and work to try to find a resolution to this sooner than later.
Well, there was news last week, I guess, had been talked about before, but that President Trump and Chinese President Xi will probably get together in November at the G20 summit. So I guess you kind of try to grab on to any, you know, hints of optimism that you can.
Yeah, I mean, that's if that's happens and takes place, that will be have to be a positive. Have those two leaders sit down and talk. I think ultimately it's going to come down to that. I mean, those two are the ones that are going to have to iron out a deal and make a determination of what's going to need to happen moving forward. So I hope that happens. I don't expect that that's going to they're going to come out of that with the final agreement, but maybe they can at least come out of that with saying that they're going to restart, you know, negotiations in earnest, and they've got a framework of what is on the table that both sides want to negotiate about. And if they can do that, then they can hopefully move forward in a constructive way to find some middle ground between the two countries. But right now, both countries are pretty far apart, I think, in their views.
Any other thoughts on soybean demand, export possibilities? Or?
Well, certainly we've been having very good exports for soybean meal, probably going to be a record yield for meal exports. A lot of that has to do with Argentina having a shorter soybean crop this last year. So we have been able to capture more meal export markets around the world. So that's been a good positive. The soybean processors in the U.S. are running at nearly record capacity. So domestic demand for soybeans have been very good. And so, you know, there's some silver lining positives out there. Unfortunately, you know, the biggest issue is still China, because they're just such a big market demand driver that until that gets resolved, it's not going to, you know, we're not going to see a return of $10 soybeans anytime soon until we get something like that resolved. But, you know, hopefully in time here in the near future, those things will get resolved and we'll have captured more markets and diversified in other markets around the world and then regain some of these others back. And then domestically, hopefully the RFS continues to move forward in a positive way and we get good volume numbers for biodiesel, which is a good outlet for soybean oil. And if you can get good domestic livestock utilization, you know, that would be good for us too. So there's good things that can happen, but, you know, it might take a little time for some of that to play out.